And welcome back to Mugs in the Morning here on KODY, 1240 AM, 106.1 FM, and online at HuskerRadio.com. Your time in Tampa, service of Mike and the crew from your local Grease Monkey. 847, we're hanging out at 31 degrees, topping out today near 34. And as you heard Sean from the National Weather Service mention, chances of moisture today primarily being in the snow fashion. Welcome in Amanda from the Red Cross locally here. Amanda, good to have you in the studio for the first time in 2021.
Yeah, it is the first time in
it
2021,
is.
Yeah.
And from that face you just made, I don't think you're a fan of snow.
Oh, gosh, no. No, we need the moisture.
Yeah.
You know, as a farmer's daughter, I will never curse moisture, but I would prefer a rain over a snow.
Yeah, especially this time of the year where we're kind of tired of the snow.
Yeah.
We've had our fair share.
Yeah. You know, April showers bring May flowers. Yeah, April snow just brings a grumpy me.
We don't want that.
Have a blood drive coming up this week, right?
Yes, on Wednesday out at the Ramada.
Okay, so tell us about the blood drive. If people want to make a donation, they need to make a reservation?
You know, we're preferring appointments just so that way we can practice responsible social distancing.
Sure.
But this year, it's the 18th annual North Platte Noon Rotary Bloodhounds Blood Drive. So this is a long-standing tradition with the North Platte Noon Rotary.
Mm-hmm.
Cassie and Misty and those ladies have done, I guess I should include Scott Orr. He brings our donuts every year. Those guys have done a great job every year getting donors in.
Never badmouth the donut.
I know. If I leave Scott out, I won't get any donuts on Wednesday. You know, they have done a great job year after year getting donors in, getting the word out, and just providing us with a great day to help our patients in need.
Mm-hmm.
And April has been a tough month to collect blood. It really has, you know, and especially this April as we see restrictions starting to ease up, people mm-hmm. are wanting out of the house. We finally have youth sports starting up. You know, we've got soccer, we've got baseball, we've got high school sports going on, and then we've got farmers trying to get into the fields. We've got beans that need in. We've got corn that needs to get into the ground. People aren't thinking about giving blood, but we still have patients in hospitals all over Nebraska. Mm. They need that life-saving blood. They really do.
Especially needing that O blood, too, that universal blood. So if there's folks out there that have that, definitely encourage them to make a donation and maybe set up something regularly donate.
You know, you can donate blood every 56 days if you're a whole blood donor.
Okay.
We've seen some myths going around that if you've gotten your COVID vaccine, you can't give blood. That's a myth. You can.
Not true, okay.
As long as you have no symptoms, mm-hmm. you can come in and donate blood if you've had your vaccine.
Sure. And you're screened, too, by the Red Cross. You don't just walk mm-hmm. in and you know, get pointed to a table and a needle, and then all of a sudden you're drawn for blood. You know, there's a process. So.
And we are still screening for COVID-19 antibodies.
Is that an automatic thing, or do you have to ask for it?
Nope, that's an automatic thing.
Okay.
Just like, you know, we run a battery of tests on all donated blood, including blood type, iron levels, hepatitis, HIV. Your COVID-19 antibody screen is included in that now.
Okay.
You're notified of your results in 7 to 10 days. And we've seen, you know, they say the average is you have antibodies for, they say, about 90 days.
Okay.
My husband, he had COVID in November. He still has really strong antibodies.
Awesome.
So
one positive from having the virus.
Yep. So he's still protected with those antibodies.
Awesome.
Maybe it was those of us that had COVID in November. We're like that.
Yeah.
Again, we have Amanda joining us here from the Red Cross. Blood drive coming up at the Ramada this Wednesday. Encourage folks to join in that big blood drive, but encourage folks to sign up to become a regular donator. And it's easier than ever before to sign up for those regular donations.
You know, we try to make it as easy as possible. Everybody has, well, I shouldn't say everybody. My poor father still has a flip phone.
Lucky man.
You know, he went out for supper the other night, and the lady handed him a QR code, and he said, "What do I do with this?" And she said, "Well, point your phone at it, and your menu will pop up." And he said, "Lady, I have a smartphone, or I have a flip phone." And he put the phone on the table, and, you know, it was a high school girl, and she looked at it and kind of recoiled in repulse, you know. She was, like, revulsed by it, and he's just like, she had to go find a paper menu for him. But so
heaven forbid,
many people.
So it came down to I'm too lazy to go get a paper menu.
Pretty much, yeah.
I gotcha.
So not everybody has their life in their pocket in the form of a phone. You know, my father excluded, but many people have their life in their phone. And so we try to make it easy for people, you know, download the blood donor app. You're going to have your donor card in there. You're going to have your donation history in there. You're going to have your antibody results. You can make an appointment right there. You can call 1-800-RED-CROSS. You can call or text me at 660-6709, or you can go to redcrossblood.org.
Amanda, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
You know, Ramada Inn, Wednesday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Free lunch, free T-shirts. Come out, save up to 3 lives, and have some fun.
Tell people where the Ramada Inn is, because that name has changed locations over the years.
That's true. I always say the Sandhills Convention Center, because that's not changed.
We are at the old Quality Inn and Suites, now the Ramada Inn.
Right by Starbucks.
Right by Starbucks.
Amanda, as always, we appreciate the time. Always good to have you in the studio.
Thanks for having me.
More coming up on Mugs of the Morning after a quick break on KODY.
For months.